A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 29th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the alleged crackdown on protesters and calls by activists for a national shutdown on Wednesday.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6605 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.boazimbabwe.com, www.boashona.com, and www.boazimbabwe.com.
Ukuthi singakhuluma ngoDisember siyabe siphunga ukukhuluma ukuthi December kodwa kusukisela kudala vele izinto isikade sesingamanga kuhle elizweni lethu so kusukisela kudala kwakumele ukuthi ihambe kodwa thina samnika amalanga ukuthi efike 31 August wena wala ngisho ukusiphendula ngoba samnika isi sambhalela samtshela ngendlela ezitshene esihlanganisela imedia sesihlanganisela amaphepha amndaba kodwa yena vele kalaleli so December sithi thina asifuni ukuthi sifike engumkhokheli ngoba izinto azimanga kuhle elizweni lethu
isuse tajamuka taungana pano nasi tichizivisa ruzhinji rweZimbabwe kuti musi wa 31 tichange takavhara nyika yeZimbabwe pachaita maactions kumacommunities vanhu havaendi kumabasa kusvika zvose zvatiri kuchema kuti zvinge zvigadziriswa zvagadziriswa pane zvatiri kuchema tikutarisirawo kuti mukuru wenyika haasisina capacity yekuti arambe achirada nyika ino.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about rising political tensions in Zimbabwe.
Mass shutdowns and stairways have once again been called across Zimbabwe, despite the latest government crackdown on protesters. Several Facebook posts and tweets in support and against the mass protests have gripped the nation.
Amid escalating tensions in the country, ZANU-PF youths have vowed to, and I quote, violently crush any anti-government protest. This has escalated political tensions in Zimbabwe.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, so kunjalo void.
Honguka hamawadiwa nasi tinenge tichitepfenyura live 1 hour yose pa radio sezvo tisasaite nhau dzechirungu nekudaro vari kuma radio makukwanisa kutinzwa kwehour imwe chete hapasina zviya zvekuti muchambochinja-chinja kunyange ticharamba tichiita live streaming Gibbs.
Yebombe zuru randava lamhlanje ngutapuchiye ihola lonke sabe silani khonapo emaredweni lilalele sibili lingasuki now would zeljale 30 minutes lamhla ke 1 hour yeah so as token is bonthi siyangapi so udabe sixoka ngalo ikona ukutshengisela okukhona eZimbabwe siyabona ke ukuthi itajamuka sesijikile campaign ithi ngolwesithathu kuyahanjwa kumele kube abantu behlale ngkhaya bangayindawo ibe namkambo vele bangayi batshona besihlalele betshengisela ukuthi uMongameli Robert Mugabe kafasamfuni kodwa lokhu kubuya ngesikhathi ke ibandla lezana uPhebli City ya okwamanje nxa ukuthi abantu bangena esidaladini labo abasakhulayo babo bazangena esidaladini kube ngutshikile obhanqa ukwenza ethi khonapho nxa kulokutshengisela okunjalo bebabambe bahambise emapoliseni so sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi ke lithini ngodaba lolu ngoba khanya ngazani sokula lokho kuthiwa yikutshikiza ipoison.
Of course, we start off. There is a letter from the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, which is talking about unwarranted attacks on the judiciary, which the rights group says is unacceptable. And let me just read from their press statement. They are saying the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights is deeply concerned by the recent attacks directed at the judiciary by the state-run Herald and Sunday Mail newspapers. and identified public figures which brazenly interferes with the independence and integrity of this arm of government. In articles published in the Herald on Saturday, 27 August 2016, titled Time ZANU-PF Used Its Two-Thirds Majority, and on Monday, 29th August, that is today, titled With the Zimbabwe's Judiciary, as well as the Sunday Mail of Sunday, 28 August, titled The Duty of the Four Estates, the state-controlled media has resumed its long-standing and relentless attacks on the judiciary. And the statement says further, the articles, amongst other things, unfairly and unlawfully criticizes a recent court order handed down on Friday, 26th August 2016, by a High Court judge who interdicted Zimbabwe Republic police officers from interfering obstructing or stopping a demonstration organized to demand significant electoral reforms by a coalition of legitimate political parties in the country in line with the constitution. Constitutionally guaranteed rights. So, Gibbs, there is a problem there. The situation is not only between the opposition, the tensions, not only between the opposition and the government, but it is also moved to the judiciary. Some elements in government blaming the judiciary for apparently aiding what the government are calling enemies of serenity to actually go ahead and protest the government. It appears some in government are not happy with the judiciary, saying that people have a constitutionally guaranteed right to protest.
Yeah, kunjalo ke liyazwela lana ukuthi ke khona ngale mthetho ndaba uhulumende sesithi kulabanye omantshi phela ongazani basekelana labantu abatshengisele esitaladini. So nxa bekhuluma ke bathi nxa kulezi nqomo ezenziwayo abantu bayatshelwa ukuthi hayi lingahamba liyetshengisela. Ye, siyakwazi ukuthi isekelo sombuso selizwe siyakutsho khonoko, kodwa uhulumende ungani lapha uyalunyelwa sibili ukuthi hayi lokho akuvunyelwa nxabe kungazani besethula izinqumo ezinjalo. Kodwa ke abakhangele sibili kakhulu ngezomthetho bathi omanje bayenza okuyikho sibili ngoba balandela umthetho njalo bona abenze umthetho. Yeah, blessing. I think we've got our first guest.
Yes, we have Mr. Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer based in Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Zulu and Mr. Dube. How are you guys?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us, Gibbs. You can start the ball rolling.
So, Mr. Mavinga, you know, this kind of series of protests in Zimbabwe, where is it all going?
It need not be something that has got a particular destination that need to be announced. I think it is an exercise of constitutional rights. No, it's part of national dialogue. It's part of the fabric of a functioning democracy that people from time to time should disagree and critique openly without fear and say, no, here we feel that we are not being ruled properly, or that if they observe corruption, they have a constitutional right to complain about it. So that in itself is a destination in terms of the fulfillment of a citizen's right to speak out their minds without fear of ever. The problem with the regime in Zimbabwe is that it is a regime that whose DNA is contrary to democratic values. So it crushes, you know, people who seek to speak openly and say, no, this is wrong. Because the idea is that through the exercise of our rights, we should be able to have a better Zimbabwe, to mold a better Zimbabwe, to build a better country. But now government views this as contradictory, as adversarial, as a fight, and therefore it seeks to crush, it deploys riot police that with brutality and violence, it beats up randomly and indiscriminately. So you would find that at the end of the day, we are not building national dialogue. There is no space to talk and to critique because government is fearful that anyone who says this is wrong is viewed as an enemy, which is actually not right. Government should accept criticism, should accept the values that are enshrined in our 2013 constitution. Mind you, this is a homegrown constitution. which was overwhelmingly voted for by Zimbabweans. So it is reflective of our values as a people. So what is happening, what the government of Zimbabwe, led by President Mugabe, is doing is wrong, is illegal, and is unconstitutional. It is, you know, a remnant of something that was inherited from the Smith regime. You know, the violence which was from the Bush when the ZANLA and Zimbabwe forces were fighting. They did not really give up that mentality and approach to say every problem, the solution should be to fight. Even at family level, the solution is to be... Some of these people beat up their wives like you'll never know. And these are high-profile figures. But what we want is a new culture in Zimbabwe of democracy, engagement, and good governance, where we disagree and differ amicably without violence, and we remain friends and family. Not to use these terms like you are an enemy, you are a sellout, you are on that side, I'm on this side. This is the tragedy of Zimbabwe, which is extreme polarization, and it must end. So, but it must begin with government. The government must take leadership and show the people that it intends to respect the values that are in our constitution. They are not in the U.S. constitution or the U.K. We don't care about that. They are in our Zimbabwean constitution.
But Mr. Mavinga, it's clear what the government is also saying, that there are these sanctions. Some, according to the government, might want to call them targeted sanctions. But obviously, sanctions are put there to hit the ordinary people, according to the government, so that they can rebel against the government, which, according to the government, this is what is happening. Is this a problem of misrule or the sanctions by the West?
Well, it is at the bedrock of it, a problem of misrule, of bad governance. And even these so-called sanctions, they are automatically triggered within the functioning of contracts. You will know that Zimbabwe has entered into bilateral and multilateral agreements in terms of with the international community. Let's take, for example, the relationship between Zimbabwe and the EU. There is what is called the Cotonou Agreement. And this agreement outlines how both parties should behave, how Zimbabwe on one end and the EU should behave. And when there is breach of terms of contract, then the punitive measures that are triggered automatically. And we cannot seek to blame individuals, because the government of Zimbabwe has failed to fulfill its obligations in terms of the Cotonou Agreement, in terms of human rights respect. And because of that, it has triggered punitive, targeted sanctions on individuals in the leadership around President Mugabe. It's President Mugabe and his clique and his inner circle who are prohibited from traveling to some of these capitals in the EU or from shopping there. It's not a trade embargo that you would be forced to say that. Even with the U.S., these are issues of bilateral arrangements that need to be respected. Zimbabwe is on record as having failed to service its debts with the international financial institutions, mainly the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and the African Development Bank. It has got a huge, a massive external debt that it has failed to service. So you cannot blame the populace or anyone for that. That is the reality. And because of that massive debt hang, it pushes away investors. No one wants to do business with a country in such debt, which is unable to clear off its debt. So the reality is that if we sort out internally issues of economic and political governance, they can then create an environment that is conducive for international investment, and that would attract international investors. But you see what President Mugabe and this government are doing. They shoot themselves in the foot. Instead of creating an image that says Zimbabwe is open for business, the image that they create is we don't care, we can to hell with the EU and whoever. And they are beating up their citizens on the streets. There is chaos. Harare is burning. And who wants to go and do business in Harare? Honestly, a right-thinking, reasonable business person would think twice about investing in a chaotic environment such as Harare, as we have seen in the recent weeks. And now, Blessing and Gibbs, what we have now with social media, this is fast information. And the, you know, click of the fingers like this, information from Zimbabwe has reached Washington, D.C., and people can see for themselves what is happening. So it is no longer the time for that backward and archaic propaganda of state machinery of believing that people will tomorrow morning read the state media, the Herald or the Sunday Mail, and get the official line. People have got instant access to information. So government should discard and disregard the issue of propaganda as a way of doing business. It's discredited. It will not take us forward. The reality is that we simply need to operate on the basis of the truth and of respect of our fundamental values, and to accept that violence will not solve anything. It will not cause the economy to improve. Rather, it would achieve the opposite, which is it would trigger further collapse of this economy of ours. Because I can assure you, investors are watching closely and will not make a move as long as they see that there is this chaos and mess.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga Gibbs.
Silo mnumzana ke KK Ncube okhona ngale ke South Africa. Baba KK Ncube unjani?
Ngiyaphila baba uthi njani
kodwa? Hayi siphila kakhulu, kunjani lapho khona?
Hayi kudlalo nje baba uthi.
Ungaphi useBenon?
Hayi ngisegoli.
Wo yebo ke. Akutsho ukuthi wena ulibona njani udaba lolu lokutshengisela esitaladini?
No, ngibona ngathi baba sokufika isikhathi sokuthi impela abantu bezimbabwe sebekhathele lokubebekezela kungalungi lutho. Futhi abaqhubeke noma ngabe bayaboshwa abantu abayijele ukuthi sekufika isikhathi sokuthi ayikho into esingabe sasisiza ukubuyela emuva, ngoba nanku phela izwe liyehlula ukuthi balilungise. Sifake indlala singena phakathi kwamanye amazwe, yazihliphe kakhulu kwabudu. So abantu bakithi mina bazimisele ukuthi uma beboshwa kube baphelele emajele kunokuthi kubale ndlela esiphila ngakhona.
Kodwa-ke siyabona abanye bayajaya sibili okunye okumangalisayo, pho baqhubeke kunjalo kumbe batshintshe bayenze okunye.
Cha baba, inkululeko vele ngithukusabusa uSmith sasilala egangeni. Kukwa ilizwe likaze likhululeke ngendlela e-right ma ukuthi lifuna inkululeko. Ayabalwa amazwe ayi-Afrika okuxokiswana khona. Ungathola ukuthi vele itholakala nzima inkululeko, kushaya wakubulawa abantu.
So nxa sisikhuluma-ke kakhona ukuzikhulula kwabantu okutsho baba Ncube, ubonani kwathatha isikhathi esinganani ukuze kulunge khona?
Cha khona babuduba kwamanje, ngicabanga ukuthi mina nxa besiyabhikitha asike siceleni amakhosi ayekhona phambili kulo mgabe, kuke kuculo lengoma lenke ngize beyibamba lapha emsakazweni athi lamlela, bake bayaziswe kulilaza abantu amapolisa eshana wona wodwa okalabaleke sibathele ukuthi angupela kuzima ezweni.
Kodwa ubona ngizani amapolisa lawa angangena esitaladini athi lokhu sungani sokubajayele kubi?
Bazongena estradeni edlongo nje, uma ungangena lowo moya ukuthi izwe selikumele liphendukele ebantwini, lingabi nomuntu yedwa. Kuzayenzeka ukuthi amaphoyisa agcine erivesi athi hayi nathi sikhathele yilokho, hayi sesiyeka nathi. Ngabona obonayo
amasotsha-ke ubona zana abe me ngabi khona
amasotsha babudube njengo sikhuluma ukuthi nxa kungabikelwa amakhosi omhlaba ezwe lasezimbabwe, kuzayenzeka ukuthi amasotsha la aphenduke athi hayi phela isizwe sakithi siyafa for mahhala, sisahlaleleni.
Hayi, phosela kolo kugcina bawo.
Hayi, mina nje ngakusho ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe kabaqinisele kuloko abakwenzayo, ngoba kakusela ndlela esingayenza. Sesincengile kuyehlule bantu bakithi. Indlala ezweni abantu abaholi siyophila kanjani? Futhi sikhethe ukuthi nosingene etarajini sife kayi-1 ngoba lasemva kuyafika.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu-ke mnumzana KK Ncube, ungadinelwa kusasa bawo.
Ngiyabonga babutu.
So that was Mr. KK Ncube is in South Africa. We are saying that, you know, it's time for the people of Zimbabwe to say enough is enough. And he says freedom is hard to come. Mm-hmm. So if ever they do anything, it's okay as long as you know they are well focused to achieve whatever they want. He says, you know, he still remembers the time Zimbabwe was fighting against Smith. He said the Smith regime was really brutal, and now the Mugabe government is also brutal. So, but people at the end of the day will see some kind of light, you know. He says police and soldiers may soon join in, you know, because he says they are suffering too. They're hungry and all those kind of things.
Of course, there was a report on South African Broadcasting Corporation over the weekend alluding to that fact that some members of the military and police were saying they might join the strike in support of the protesters. No comment yet from government on that. Tinemwe Mtereri, tatenda ku South Africa, makadi.
No, kutaura muzei.
Aiwa tiri nani zvedu. Muri kupi kuJoni?
Ya ndi nhasi ndiri muJoburg zvangu.
Muri muJoburg eGoli. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Pakati penhau ya muri kutaura here gai nditi dambuke ikashoma dzama dzanengazodya mwako vamwe vanenge vachida kupinda pachirongwa. Nhau iripo ava vanhu vese vari kuuya vachiita zvema opposition parties vachiti tine bato rakati tine bato rakati. Inini handisi kuona kuti batsira kwavachaita isusu sevana vezimbabwe. Sei ndadaro kuno kwatiri kugara kusouth africa uku tine violence yakaitika kunoku. Tine mazimbabwens akakuvara pazenophobia since 2008 neyakazoitika recently. Tine mazimbabwens akafira mamines umu. They never bothered to come to South Africa kuti vazonzwa kuti mazimbabwens ari kugara muno musouth africa, the closest country to Zimbabwe, vari kurarama sei, vari kuitei. They never bothered to do that. Zvisinei tigere tiri munomu vamwe vari kugara vasina mapepe ogara munomu, tiri kutambudzika kuti tiwane matsamba ekuti tigone kusenza tichengete vana variko kumusha ikokoko. Havatomboita kana bhodza kuti vambouyawo kunoku vazotaurawo nehurumende kuno kuti tikumbirira kuti nokumbirawo kuti vana ava vambogara kunoku vambosenza variritire mhuri dziri kumusha uku. Havaiti izvozvo. Saka zvese zvemaopposition parties zvavari kuchiita kutoshandisa isusu vanhu kuti ivo vapinde in power. Because vakapinda in power is not going to change anything, because vachangodya futi mari sezviri kuitika negovernment iripo izvezvo. Saka handione zvichibatsira kuti titi isusu tingasapotane nevanhu vasina zvichiyamuro chavari kutiitira. Vaivan Mawarire vakaita zvehashtag this flag what tikavasapota tikatopostawo nemavhidhios edu pamawhatsapp ipapapa tichisapota nokurudzira zvanga zvichiitika. Vakauya vakaenda kuamerica, which is good because is protecting his family. But what about vari kusara izvozvo kuzimbabwe vachisungwa vachirohwa nemapurisa kunzi ndimi kamaiti hashtag this flag. Ezvinezvo vamawarire variko ikokoko kwavari kuamerica uku vanhu vari kusungwa vachirohwa kuno kune nyaya yehashtag this flag. Ko vasiri kukwanisa kuti vabvise mhuri dzavo vachiuya kune dzimwe nyika kuti vachengeteke safety yavo, because vanhu vari kuurayiwa vachirohwa kuzimbabwe. But havatombotauri kana nemagovernments enyika dzakatikomberedza kuti tinokumbirawo kuti nyika yedu ikai igadzikane zvakanaka. Saka tinokumbirawo kuti vamwe vamboyawo muupoteri tigone kuti tirarame zvakanaka, tirwire nyika yedu, tigone kuwana rusununguko. Havaiti izvozvo, vari much concerned nenyaya yekuti vamugabe ngavabve pachinzvimbo chete. Kana vapinda pachinzvimbo raiti kweisusu tichazoitirwei kana vachinge vapinda pachinzvimbo, nekuti tichavavhotera. Kana tikavavhotera vakapinda in power, what are they going to do for us?
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma, tatenda.
Aiwa neni ndotenda zvikuru kupinda pachirongwa.
Aiwa chirongwa ndechenyu, tinofara kana muripo kudai.
Alright, aiwa maita basa zvikuru.
Tinotenda zvikuru. What tatenda is saying is that you know, even if the opposition were to come into power, nothing will change, because he's saying that Zimbabweans in South Africa, which is the country that is closest to Zimbabwe, they are suffering. And opposition parties have not even bothered to go there and talk to Zimbabweans in the diaspora. So he's saying, you know, there is no change that is going to happen if these protests are successful. And he also cites the example of hashtag this flag leader, Ivan Mawarire. He said, where is he now? He's in America, you know, but people are still suffering, especially those that supported his cause. I think we are being joined by our second guest. That is Dr. Patson Dzamara of the Occupy Africa Unity Square Movement. Dr. Dzamara, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us, Gibbs.
So, Dr. Dzamara, we see that, you know, the protests that we are observing these days is, you know, exactly where Occupy Africa Unity Square started, like Mr. Mugabe should go. So, at the end of the day, you are continuing with this kind of protests. What do you think is the end game here?
Well, I do believe that the protests are not an end in themselves. They are a means to an end. And thank you for asking what is the end game. Look, the fact of the matter is that Zimbabwe's problems are political. As such, the solutions are political. In as much as we confine our work in the cluster of social movement or the citizens' movement, we must realize that the culmination of the sum totality of the work we are doing is in the political dimension or tangent. So we cannot afford in any way to divorce ourselves or our activities from the political dimension. Having said that, in the endgame zone, I'm sure we pretty much presented with two scenarios. Number one scenario has everything to do with what we feel or what we think is the most feasible option for us as Zimbabweans, which is what? Which is the opposition Grand Coalition. We do believe that the opposition Grand Coalition is one of our easiest gateways towards retrieving Zimbabwe out of this leadership quagmire, out of this leadership pit we find ourselves in. Because for as long as they are divided and they do not galvanize their efforts towards one thing, which is what? Which is removing Robert Mugabe and his minions. I do not see them being the solution we need in order to retrieve Zimbabwe out of this failure. Now, that leads me to the second position or the second option. Others have been pushing for it and others are pushing for it. The National Transitional Authority is essentially a board of technocrats or experts which others feel must be set up in order to cleanse and in order to prepare Zimbabwe for a new start after its tenure for about 2 years or so. Then Zimbabwe will start on a new slate and go to elections under different systems and dynamics as it were. I do think that there is a possibility that the National Transitional Authority might see life at the end of the day, but it is only going to see life if the Green Coalition fails to come to life.
Thank you so much, Dr. Zamara, for those of you who are just joining us. Good evening, and this
your
is Studio 7 Live Talk. And I think tinemwe mutereri vamhuka vari ku South Africa. Makadi vamhuka?
Ndinofara hangu makadiniyo.
Aiwa, tiri nani zvedu. Pari sei pajoni?
Pajoni pari nani, pava kudziya.
Pava kudziya?
Asi
zviri kufamba hazvo.
Hai, ndizvozvo zvava kuti kufamba kwezvinhu hakuzonyanyisi nokuti kana onzi unobva kuno wakangobata mari zvinhu zvedu zvokuvakisa tosha tozviita sei nazvo zvinhu zvotirwadzawo izvozvi.
Asi kahanzi kurembera kuri nani pane kudonha?
Hai, hazvofanani hazvo nokugara kumusha uku kusina kana chii chokubata.
Nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa vamhuka iyi tiri kutaura nezvekuratidzira kuri kuitwa nevamwe vachiti aiwa zvinhu munyika hazvina kumira zvakanaka munoona sei?
Regai ndimbotanga ndamboti taure zvishoma pane zvanga zvichitaurwa namukoma Tatenda. Mukoma Tatenda zvavanotaura zvavo kuti maopposition kuita sei hazvina nebasa, handioni sokuti zvinhu zvakanaka. Vanenge vanenge vangotirashikewo havo, asi ndo kuti tisununguke. Zano PF kuti titaure negovernment, maopposition kuti ataure negovernment yeSouth Africa zvakadokundikana, nokuti izvi vakapindura kuti nyaya yeZimbabwe hatikwanisi kuipindira, ngavagadzirise voga ichagadziswa nemaelections. Saka which means government yeSouth Africa haitereri maopposition vanhu vasiri mugovernment, inoteerera vanhu vari mugovernment vanhu sezvo vari mugovernment, iyo iri government yeSouth Africa. Ndo zviripo chechi tobva hedu toti toenda uku kune zviri kuitika mazuva ano kumusha uku. Izvi zvinotosiririsa chaizvo kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe, in fact kuri kunzi pasi rose the most educated president in the world is President Robert Gabriel Mugabe. Ndokubva vasaina bumbiro romutemo weZimbabwe. Vasaina asi zviripo havachatevedzeri zvavakasaina. Voita somunhu sababa vanovakira imba musha wavo jura hoo. Votenga magedhe aya makuru anodhura nemaelectric mota acho. Votenga nemaremote. Ava manheru honzi gedhe harifani kukuvhagwa. Madho